Hello and welcome to Women's Profile here on Radio 4EB, the program where we share the stories of incredible women making an impact across Australia and around the world. I'm your host Padma, and today we have a very special guest who literally grew up under the spotlight, or more precisely under the big top. Chantelle Ashton Rodriguez is a sixth-generation circus performer and the heart of Ashton Entertainment, one of Australia's most iconic and oldest family-run circuses. Born into a life of adventure, travel and artistry, she is not only a performer but also a businesswoman and a leader. This week, Ashton Entertainment is in Browns Plains, Chantelle's hometown, and we caught up with her to hear her incredible story. Let's now step into her world. Chantelle, it's wonderful to have you here on Radio 4EB.
Thank you so much for having me.
Coming from a circus family that dates back to the 1850s, that's truly fascinating. Can you share what your childhood was like growing up in such a unique and vibrant environment?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, growing up in Ashton Circus, which was owned and run by my grandparents at the time, was quite a large touring company. We probably had about 80 on tour, which is very large. I don't think there's any circus touring these days that's that big. It was mostly family on the show. And I grew up with lots of cousins, and we toured all over Australia. We had school teachers that toured with us and gymnastic teachers that toured with us as well. So it was pretty amazing. Our days off, you know, we got to explore the new location that we're in and things like that. So at the time, it was just a way of life for us. I didn't even think anything of it. Now I look back and I think, well, that was pretty cool. but at the time, you know, it was just what we did. It's how we lived, and we still do live like that. We still travel and tour all over Australia and overseas as well. So it's a pretty amazing lifestyle. We get to perform overseas, and we know lots of artists all over the world and things like that. So it's pretty special.
Yes, it must be, because you have your whole family with you, and it doesn't feel like work because it's fun as well, isn't it? You're not only performing, but you're managing a touring company. So it must be a little bit demanding physically and emotionally, I guess. How do you juggle roles as a businesswoman and a mother and a performer?
Yeah, it is a big role to have so many hats, and the performing side is probably the easiest side of the business, and it's fun and it's creative and all that sort of thing. I haven't been doing a lot of the creative things at the moment because I've been stuck in admin with all of the business side of things, but that's a very important role and it has to be done. So I've been leading that area more so this year, but we do have to have a lot of hats, and everyone in the circus industry has to wear a lot of hats. We all do the admin, and you know, we set up the tent and we make the popcorn and we design the costumes and we do the choreography and all that sort of thing. So you've got to be a jack of all trades. You've got to know about the vehicles, you've got to know about logistics, and you have to monitor the weather when the tent's up. So there's lots involved with the circus that people don't realize, and you definitely do have to be a jack of all trades to be in this industry. And they are big, demanding weeks when we do one-week stands. So we go to a different location every week. We're just coming back from a New South Wales country tour, and we'll be back in Queensland probably until the September, October school holidays. So the weeks are quite big, but we always try and get a day off in our new location and go explore the town and all that sort of thing. So it's a pretty amazing lifestyle.
Yes, it is. And it must be feeling special to you because you're bringing back the circus to Browns Plains. So how does that feel?
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to coming home. I've got a big list of things to do when I get back because I've been away for so long and lots of chores and all that sort of thing. But it'll be good to come home and get all of that done without a GPS. You know, I know where everything is. So.
And the good thing is the children get this exposure so early in life, and they know what to expect, and you know, they ease into this sort of a lifestyle, and they're ready to take it on when they're grown up, isn't it? I mean, is that what you felt as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Growing up, my cousins and I, we were in the ring at a really early age. Before we can even walk, someone carries us in the finale or carries us in the parade or something like that in our little outfit, and we get used to a live crowd very, very early on. And then we always participate in a live show somehow. And the kids also get involved front of house, so they help with popcorn and the and the glow lights and the merchandise, so they learn how to communicate with people very young, and we've learned how to give change from a young age and all that sort of thing. So we are involved, and the kids go and do the promotions, and they do interviews at schools and radio interviews and things like that. So it's a really good learning opportunity for them. It gets them out there very early on.
That's amazing. And what advice do you have for young girls who want to follow an unconventional path like this?
I think if you would like to do circus, it depends what area of circus. And like I said before, it sort of has to be a jack of all trades. But I would say dance and gymnastics is a great foundation if you'd like to be a circus performer, but it's also great to have that admin business knowledge as well. That's very important to be able to keep the wheels turning on this tour. But I would say follow your dreams, don't let anyone stop you.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what can people expect from this year's show Under the Big Top?
We have a fantastic show lined up for Browns Plains. We're really excited to bring it home. We've actually brought in some local artists as well.
Okay.
From a local circus school. We've got a performer coming in and a live singer.
That's amazing.
And then we've got our acts that we've been touring all year. So we've got ground-based acts, awesome hand balancing, aerial acts, comedy, knife throwing, and we've also got the famous globe riders from South America, which is also a crowd favorite where we've been touring at the moment. It's definitely been a crowd favorite.
Oh, great. And thank you for offering some double passes for our listeners. And how can people get their hands on those?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if they contact your radio station, they can win those tickets.
Okay.
And then if you send us their contact details, we'll get our ticket agent to email them out their tickets for our opening night in Browns Plains, which is the 13th of June at 7 p.m.
Okay, yeah. So we have the opening night tonight. Are you excited?
We are really excited. We're all set up and ready to go. So we can't wait to launch our new show in Browns Plains.
Oh, all the very best, Chantel. What an inspiring story from a truly remarkable woman. Chantel Ashton Rodriguez is not just keeping a century-old legacy alive. She's reinventing it and bringing joy to audiences all across Australia. Ashton Entertainment Circus will be in Browns Plains from today until 22nd with their spectacular opening at 7 p.m. tonight. So don't miss it. And yes, there are some free double passes to give away. You can head to their website, ashtonentertainment.com.au, or contact us at Radio 4EB 3240 8600. That is 3240 8600. You can also contact us at info@4eb.org.au. And thank you, Chantel, for joining us. And thank you, listeners, for being with us today on Women's Profile. Until next time, stay inspired.